From Revelation and John's Gospel. Redeeming blood of the Lamb. We continue in the book of Revelation, and we hear threats of four kinds: conquest, violence, economic insecurity, and death. The threats are real at the time of John, and they are real today as we experience life. The fear that these threats will overtake us and no one would come to our aid should bring us to our knees. The world shows us every day how someone is trying to conquer another nation or community. People are trying to take advantage of the poor, the homeless, and the innocent. Countries fighting countries for domination and/or resources are commonplace. Violence seems to be all we see on the TV news and in our newspapers. The economy is struggling and businesses are closing. People continue to lose their jobs, and the poor get poorer, and the hungry and the homeless are losing hope. Death is always part of life, but death without hope is becoming more prevalent. How can we withstand these threats? Who will come to our aid? What do we do when we feel threatened by real threats of conquest, violence, economic insecurity, and death? Whom do we turn to in our fear and desperation? If we read on in Revelation, we will see that our salvation is coming and our Savior has come. The ones redeemed by the blood of the Lamb will be able to stand against the threats in our lives. The blood of the Lamb conquered death and the grave, so we can stand against evil. We still have threats, and violence is all over the news, but we can stand up to the threats. We can take a stand against violence, and we can stand up for rights for all God's people, knowing we are not alone. We know that even with evil lurking around, we do not need to be afraid. We can look to the Christ for shelter. We can hold on to the promise of salvation, and we can walk with confidence in the good news of Jesus Christ. God has done all this for us and will continue to walk with us as we come up against the threats of conquest, violence, economic insecurity, and death. John said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." End quote. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the open gate to show us the way to eternal life. Amen. Let us pray. Father, you give us hope because of your Son, Jesus Christ. You protect us when threats come along. You are our life and our salvation because of your great love for all your people. Come to us today and remind us of the security we have in the one who brings our salvation, the one we call the open gate, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.